Welcome to the Leading Visionaries Podcast, featuring stellar conversations with emerging and established leading visionaries. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate and spotlight the leading visionaries who are thinking differently, seeing new possibilities, have the courage to dream big, take inspired action, and create conscious change all around the world. Now, here's your host, Angel B. Hartwell.
Well, it's Angel B. Hartwell. I'm here with you again. I am the executive producer and host of Leading Visionaries Podcast, and I am really excited to celebrate that we're now downloading in 29 countries, and we are top 10% of all podcasts across all categories in the world, according to Listen Notes. So we're celebrating that. We're rapidly approaching our first anniversary for the show. I'm very excited about that. And we're going to have a special mini-sode all about that. And today on Think About It Thursday, I want to have a conversation with you about, I want to call it devotion. Some people use the word commitment, but I want to really call it devotion. And I want to speak a little bit about a woman that I've been working with for a while, the last year or so, who began a mission. We'll call it a mission. She began a mission that required a lot of money, that required a lot of stamina, that required a lot of communication, that required a lot of enrollment in her mission in order for the mission to really take off and for the vision to come into fruition. And she has a huge vision, really with a global impact. And one of the things that happened with her was at a certain point, and it's now been a year and a little bit more than a week. It's been a year and a week, about 9 months in to this process, she began to deflate. She began to start to doubt herself and her vision. She began to disconnect, and she began to have a little bit of a dismal outlook on what was going on. And what was really interesting that I want to encourage all of you who are listening to just know is that she was running at such a pace that not only, I think, did she disconnect, but she was also exhausting her energy supplies. She was exhausting her reserves, and she didn't stop long enough to really reflect. And what ended up happening was it became clear about 9.5 or so months in that what she was doing and how she was going about the process and aiming at the process and energizing the process of bringing this vision into reality, just she was done. She needed to stop. And so she stopped, which I applaud. I applaud you taking time. I applaud anybody who is bringing a vision into reality to take time. And that's exactly the reason why I do Think About It Thursdays. Think About It Thursdays are little micro retreats that allow you to spend some time reflecting, that allow you to really consciously choose to unplug from the ongoing action of bringing your vision into reality and sustaining your vision in reality, and to really replenish yourself and reconnect with your original source of inspiration and make the space to discern if there's a course correction, if there's something that just needs to be tweaked rather than blowing the whole thing up. And so what she ended up doing was she took a period of time, and it was about 2 weeks. And in that period of time, a lot of clarity happened for her, not the least of which was the metrics by which she was measuring the success of her efforts. She was tying the measure of success of her efforts to a certain set of numbers that were continuously reflecting to her that she was falling short. And this metric of numbers that she was basically attached to. There was an ego attachment to this particular metric that she had in her sights. And in the 2-week-ish break that she took, that allowed her to not only replenish her energy, but it allowed her to reevaluate how she was measuring herself and how she was measuring the effort and how she was measuring the team that was participating in bringing this to life, and to reconnect with that original source that inspired her to step into this new level to begin with. And she made the decision to restart. And in making that decision to restart, so much energy that she had really coagulated, is the word I think I want, or the energy that had been stuck, that's the word. Like, it had been stuck in this attachment to this particular metric, this particular measurement. And when she liberated herself from that particular metric and measurement, and she disconnected her ego and her power and her enthusiasm from meeting this metric, holy wow, so much opened up for her. So much opened up for her. Not the least of which, I noticed she became exponentially more confident in her enrollment message. She became exponentially more confident in asking for money to support her vision. She became exponentially more comfortable in her own skin, more comfortable in her own skin, and more authentic and more aligned with the ultimate end result that she has been inspired to create. And so now it's not about her anymore. It's not about her, and it's not about that particular metric anymore. It's about, is this mission making a difference? And yes, she's still measuring certain metrics, of course. We always want to be paying attention to a variety of the metrics that we have available to us to take measurements around how we're doing in our journey as leading visionaries, bringing visions into reality. And it was the release of the attachment that literally exploded her out of her retreat, her taking a few weeks off, and has allowed her now to just show up exponentially more commanding of her own energy, because her energy is no longer tied up in a falsity or a randomly selected metric, but is instead re-tied to and reconnected to the original vision, with some course corrections, of course, because the 9+ months, 10 now, 10, 11, 12 months has given us data, has given her data. And in seeing that data, she is now focusing more on the numbers that are encouraging her to continue to speak out into the world what it is that she is intending to bring into reality. And the more she focuses on the numbers that are encouraging her, the larger those numbers become. The more she was focusing on these other numbers that were discouraging her, the more discouraged she became. So I want to invite you to take a moment and to discern for yourself, what are you measuring? What are you measuring as you bring your vision into reality? And how does it feel to you when you look at those measurements? If you are becoming emotionally drained, discouraged, disappointed, depressed by looking at those measurements on a consistent basis, this is not a sustainable thing for you to be doing. It's not a good idea for you to be looking at that particular measurement. What I want you to do is instead find the measurements that allow you to celebrate the small wins, sometimes the big wins, and focus your attention more on those that make you feel enthusiastic about continuing to breathe life into this vision and into your dream. Because it is your life. You are literally giving your life into this vision. And so if you are tied to any particular metric that is depleting you, I highly encourage you to reduce the amount of time that you look at that metric or change to other metrics that are going to be more energizing for you to look at. Maybe have somebody else look at that particular metric and only report it to you once every quarter or something, so that you maintain the energy, the enthusiasm, and are able to continue to encourage people to enroll in your vision, whether they're enrolling as team members, whether they're enrolling as investors, whether they're enrolling as end users. I don't even like to use the word user, end customers or clients. You have to come to the marketplace with as much enthusiasm as you can possibly muster, and with the knowing that it's your job as the leading visionary to seek out and seal off any pinholes that you might have that are causing you to emotionally deflate in any way. We don't want to ignore facts, and simultaneously, we want to be mindful of how those facts impact us so that we can make decisions from a clear, neutral, or ideally enthusiastic space and let go of as much of the stuff that's going to drag you down as possible. So that is my Think About It Thursday for this week. If you are looking for a consultant to serve as your Merlin behind the throne, Merlina, I like to call myself a Merlina, I am available right now. I'm taking clients. Please reach out and we will have a complimentary consultation. If I am not taking clients by the time that you hear this, we will put you on the wait list. And I look forward to serving you further in the future. Thanks again for being a listener, for downloading, rating, reviewing, and continuing to consume our content and continuing to bring your great big vision out into the world in the most powerful, positive, and impact-producing way possible.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to rate and review Leading Visionaries on Apple Podcasts and share with other people you know who can benefit from today's episode. Leading Visionaries is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leading visionaries who are called to create conscious change and know that now is the best time to welcome wealth and cultivate a web of collaborative support to bring their vision to life. We invite your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of new episodes at leadingvisionariespodcast.com.